Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Sheriff Jared Schneider about the new state gun laws in 2017. This is part one of a two-part discussion.
What are the biggest changes that have happened with permits for guns in Iowa?
A couple of the major changes that happened with the gun laws are the youth firearms changes in the code to allow that at a younger age, the stand your ground law, the renewal process, and then the standardized permit, the hard plastic standardized permit. Those are the main changes of the weapons law July 1st, and some of those were retroactive earlier in the year when the bill first passed.
And tell me about the law that was passed in regards to those who have previously had firearm training. What does it mean now for those who need to reapply for a license? Do they have to go through the training again?
Some of that depends on the expiration date, and still there's some time frames on that. But if you're still within the time frame for renewal now, if your permit was issued after January 1st of 2011, you don't have to redo the training class or show proof that you went to a range and shot with an instructor. So you just come in and do the renewal paperwork at the sheriff's office, and it still goes through the same process with the checks and everything like that, but you don't have to show that training certificate again or the proof that you went to a range with the instructor.
With the standard ID, what was that legislation that was passed for July 1st?
So the standardized ID is something that locally we were hoping that they would have done several years ago. Our concern locally, the hard plastic ID has been a topic for quite a long time. Our feelings, you know, over the years has been that with 99 different sheriffs in Iowa, the code prior to July 1st, it was left up to the sheriff to produce that hard plastic permit. And in reality, that could have meant 99 different hard plastic IDs. You know, some of the counties were using a similar look, but that doesn't mean that they were the same. And our concern was when our deputies have people stopped with a permit, they know what ours locally looks like. They might not know what that one from, you know, across the state looks like. And having to try to verify that in the middle of the night sometimes could be difficult for our deputies because some offices don't have 24-hour access to those records. So them making the change for July 1st, having a standardized state-issued ID was something that we were hoping they would do, and I'm glad that they were able to finally get that into the code. The one issue with that we have right now is the state does not have that ready to go July 1st. So we're still waiting on a date to when that ID will be available. The one thing that locally we've done is the hard plastic permit that we started producing at the first of the year, we're going to continue to offer to people at a $10 cost until the state has theirs ready to be produced.
Once these become available, will the new standardized ID be required for those who are already permit holders?
So as long as you still have a valid permit from prior to the state issuing that ID, you would not be required to get a new hard plastic permit. Once your current permit expires, then at that point would be where you would have the opportunity to come in and get the standard issued state permit. So it's going to give you that window to work with your current permit until it expires and then go in and get the state issued permit on renewal.
As a county sheriff, the new changes that were made with the gun laws this year, how have these affected or will affect your department?
With the changes that came out this year, it's not a real simple topic for us. There's a lot of different things with the weapons permit code to understand. The state did a pretty good job of getting us a sheet with the frequently asked questions, but a lot of times on a day-to-day basis when people are coming in to fill out the application, our staff is answering those questions for people at the window when they come in to apply for their permit. because even since 2011 till the changes July 1st, there were still a lot of questions with the law that people would come in and not totally understand when they're filling out the paperwork for their permit. You're still going to see that moving forward with the new law changes July 1st. There's just a lot in that code section and a lot of different requirements. And so a lot of times when people are coming in for permits and applying for that permit, our staff is answering a lot of questions to get them to understand the process a little bit better.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County Sheriff Jared Schneider. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.